Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Higher, higher. Come on, people of God. King of kings, Lord of lords. He is who he is. Amen. Praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This morning on a Sunday morning service, you are on the air. Amen. With no other than the one and only. Amen. Hallelujah. Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning at Mount Carmel International Church. Amen. I thank and praise God. Amen. For you, and you for allowing me to come into your home wherever you may be this morning, this Sunday morning, people of God. Hallelujah. I give God the glory this morning because he's God all by himself. Hallelujah. That song got me to moving this morning. Amen. Higher, higher. Let the Holy Ghost come down. That's what I talk about. Let the Holy Ghost come down. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, y'all, come on, come on, come on with me this morning. Let me pray, let me pray, let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your sovereignty, oh God. We thank you for the love that you bestowed upon us on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, you woke us up. Yes, Holy Ghost, you woke us up again, God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, asking, Father, that you have your way on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you touch us from the crown of our head, God, to the very soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, as we come, God, today, Father, we ask that you create in us a clean heart, God, and renew, Father, a right spirit within us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, we ask that you take control of this service on this morning. Holy Ghost, have your way. Move self out the way that the power of God may rest, rule, and abide upon me, in me, and through me, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, use me for your glory, Father God, on today as I have studied. Now, God, I ask that the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, take control this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for all the listeners today, Father God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, as you show me this morning, God, we thank you for United States, God. We thank you for Nigeria, South Africa, Zambia, Jamaica. These are all the places, Lord God, that the word is reaching, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for enlarging the territory, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that only you can do, Father. Hallelujah. Let your word, hallelujah, go places, Lord God, that our feet have never touched. And I thank you, Father, for your grace, your mercy, hallelujah, on this day, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless your people. Open up their hearts on today that they may receive the word of the Lord on this morning. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God on this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for what he is doing. I want you to turn with me, amen, to the Numbers this morning, Numbers, the 13th chapter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm going to skip around a little bit. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to his name. Let us skip around a little bit. I'm going to go to some passages. Amen. And I'm going to tell you where I'm at. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But Numbers, the 13th chapter. And it reads, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the children of Israel. From each tribe of their fathers, you shall send a man. Come on. Everyone a leader among them. So Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran according to the command of the Lord. All of them men who were heads of the children of Israel. Verse number 17. Then Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said to them, go up this way into the south and go up to the mountains, oh glory to God, to see the land and what the land is like, whether the people who dwell in it are strong or weak, few or many, whether the land they dwell in is good or bad, whether the cities, glory to God, they inhabit are like camps or strongholds. Whether the land is rich or poor, and whether there are forests, my God, there or not. He said, be of good courage and bring of some of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the season of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and spied out the land from the wilderness of Zin as far as Rehob, near the entrance of Hamath. Verse number 23. Then they came to the valley of Eshcol, and there cut down a branch with one cluster of grapes. They carried it between two of them on a pole. Hallelujah. They also brought some of the pomegranates and figs. The place was called the Valley of Eshcol because of the cluster which the men of Israel cut down there, and they returned from spying out the land after 40 days. Now, they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron, all the congregation of the children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. They brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Then they told him and said, we went to the land where you sent us. It's truly flowing milk and honey, and this is the fruit. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong, they said. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the banks of Jordan. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. But it's a but, come on. But the men who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report. My God, I give you glory. A bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is the land that devours its inhabitants, the people. It devours the people, he said. And all the people whom we saw in it are men of great statures. There we saw the giants. The descendants of Anak came from the giants. And we were like grasshoppers in our own sight. And so we were in theirs. Bless the reading of God's word this morning. Hallelujah. Today I want to talk to us about moving into miracle territory and believing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Advancing into miracle territory. Believing reminds us that in order to experience victory in our life, come on, the church, we need to believe. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Advancing into miracle territory. Believing, people of God. My God, I give you glory. The gospel tells us about many miracles of Jesus. My God, I thank you. He turned water into wine. He made the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the lame to walk. He raised the dead from the grave. He took a man's hair cut off by a sword and placed it back on the man's head. Jesus fed an enormous crowd one day with a small boy's lunch of fish and bread. We're talking about the miracles, people of God. Jesus spoke and the sea and the wind were still. He is a man who walks on water. The final word of John's gospel are these. Jesus did many other things as well. That's what John said, John 21 and 25. He said, Jesus did many things, many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the book that would be written. Jesus is undeniably the king of miracles, and yet some have stopped believing. People are stopped believing what God can do, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Some have stopped believing that Jesus is still at work among us doing miracles. One of the reasons that we don't often experience Jesus doing unbelievable, wonderful things in our lives is because we are no longer, come on, Holy Ghost, believing that Jesus can do or will do a miracle. How many people are with me today? Praise God. Hallelujah. Because that thing looked like a giant before you. My God, I give you glory. But any giant, God is able. Jesus is able. The Holy Ghost is able to cast it down out of your place or before you, people of God. Some have already claimed a defeat instead of believing that God could lead them to victory. Are you ready for victory today, people of God? Facing the giants in our lives. When it comes to believing, too many are already welcoming defeat when they should be allowing God to deliver in victory. Such an example is found in the case of the Israelites and the invitation by God to enter into the promised land and have victory, but because they could not believe, they suffered defeat instead of victory. My God, I give you glory. Now I think about the children of Israel. My God, I thank you, Jesus. They was right there with Moses. They seen things happen right before their eyes, and they still had disbelief. My God, I give you glory. God calls us to believe with determination. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. When I think about determination, my God, I give you glory. Determination, firmness of purpose, the process of establishing something. My God, I thank you. To set out on something and complete the journey. That's determination, people of God. We have to be determined in this hour, no matter what you see. Take a look at Numbers, the 13th chapter. We just read some of it. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And I want you to look at true voices. Their voices, people of God. There's always a voice. There's your voice. And then there's God's voice. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. And then sometimes, my God, I give you glory. There's Satan's voice. But I want to talk about two voices today. The voice of doubt and the voice of determination. First, notice what God says. The Lord said to Moses, send some men to explore the land of Canaan, which I'm giving to the Israelites. See, he already said, I'm going to give you that land. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. From each ancestral tribe, send one of the leaders, he says. So at the Lord's command, Moses sent them out from the desert of Paran. And all of them were leaders of the Israelites. These explorers are sometimes referred to as spies sent to spy out the land that God had promised he was given to them. Now, if God promised you that he's going to give you the land, glory to God, hallelujah, no matter what giant stands before you, his word is true. His word, glory to God, is going to accomplish that, what he sent out to do. Why? Because he said in his word that he watches over his word to perform it. When you watch over something, my God, I give you glory. It's just like a pot, glory to God, glory to God, where you got boiling water. It doesn't start off as boiled water. It comes up to the heat, praise God, and then begin to boil. So you know how they say, glory to God, hallelujah. When we watch a pot that's going to boil, it seems like it's never going to boil. But see, you got to understand that God is a God. When he watches over something, he is the creator of all things. He is God all by himself. He owns the land. He owns the job. He owns us. He owns our children. He owns our finances. He owns our home. No matter what we have, he already owns it. Because why? He is the creator of all things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Anything that we have now, we didn't get it by ourselves. It came from God. My God, I give you glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. So they spied out the land that God had promised he was going to give to them. But here. Now look at the voice of doubt. When these explorers or spies returned from spying out the land God had promised, this is their report. Come on, my God, I give you glory. All they see, amen, glory to God, is the giant before them. Hallelujah. There they reported to them and to the whole assembly and showed them the fruit of the land. They gave Moses this account. We went into the land to which you sent us. Come on. And it does flow with milk and honey. There is it. There is some fruit. But the people who live there are powerful. This is what they're saying to Moses. And the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw descendants. Come on, they're talking now. My God, I give you glory. We saw the descendants of Anak there. Glory to God. The Amalekites live, hallelujah, there as also. Then we got the enemy that's in the land, the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites in the hill country. And then on the other side, we got the Canaanites that live near the sea along the Jordan. Now here comes the voice of determination. Here comes Caleb. Caleb says, hey, Kodobushanda. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, we should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it. That is the power of believing. The power, I want to talk to somebody today. It's called the power of believing. Hallelujah, because you can't get people to shift you, hallelujah, from what God has already told you and what you believe God for. My God, I give you glory. That's why it's so important to stay away from people that are doubters. Hey, Katora Basanda, because before you know it, you're doubting what God has already told you. You're doubting what you already see and hear. My God, I give you glory. So you silence that voice. Hey, hallelujah, glory to God. But listen. But the men who had gone up with him said, we can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are. And they spread among the Israelites a bad report. So that's a bad report, people of God? Have you ever got a bad report? A bad report that you can't have this, you can't do this, you ain't going to get promoted. Those all the things are bad reports, but the enemy has sent to God's people. But I'm here today, to tell you today, you cannot listen to bad reports. You're not going to get healed. You're not going to get delivered. You will never have this. You will never go there. That's a bad report, people of God. So we got to have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying in this hour. My God, I give you glory. They spread a bad report about the land they had explored. But they didn't believe what God told Moses to tell them. They said the land we explored devours those living in it. All the people we saw there are of great size. It doesn't matter how big they are, people of God. They saw, amen, the descendants of Anak, and they saw Nephilim, amen, praise God. We seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes, he said, my God. So, and if you think about it, praise God, we seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes. See, it's how you look at yourself. My God, I give you glory. We got to be careful of how we look at ourselves, and we look the same to them, they said, praise God. They don't see themselves as God going with them, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the Ancient of Days, they don't see that. All they see is themselves as grasshoppers. So what do they see? They see themselves as defeat. One is the voice of defeat, and the other is a voice of victory. Which one are we going to say today? I will not listen to the voice of defeat. I walk in victory. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. One of the voices looks at miracles and say, impossible. My God, I thank you. The other voice looks at miracles and say, I can obtain this thing. Glory to God. We can do this. I am determined. We can do this, people of God. One voice is taking a beating. Oh, glory to God. The other voice is receiving a blessing. Hallelujah. How many times have we got beaten up in the word that our voices, our own voices tell us? I don't know, praise God, I don't know why I keep trying this. I don't know why I keep doing this. I don't know why I keep going around in circles. You're getting beat down by the enemy. My God, I give you glory. We have to listen to the voice of God in our lives. He don't make losers. Come on, somebody, he make winners. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Do you know what the one word difference between these two, praise God? It is a word of believing. Believing means all difference in the world today, praise God. We have to believe the voice of God. No matter what goes around and what goes on in our lives, when we leave this earth, what is going to grant us access to the enter the glory of heaven? We have to believe. It isn't our good works, but believing in the good works that Jesus did on the cross for us. My God, I thank you. Believing that he loves you enough to die for you therein and gave you freedom from sin. Come on, somebody. If you would believe in him and what he has done for you. If I could say one word about Jesus, my God, I give you glory. And one word only, I suppose I would have said to others, believe in the one and true and living God. Many hear us today and will say, praise God, hey, that's no problem. I have believed. I have admitted that I am a sinner and that I believe in Jesus died for me and rose again. Yes, I believe. My God, I give you glory. This is a great miracle that has taken place in your life if you have believed. But have you continued to believe? We see things going on around us. My God, I thank you and I praise you. Glory to God. And it causes us to doubt sometimes. Even the greatest of them all, praise God, the anointing of them all, praise God. Sometimes a little doubt comes in. But I'm here to tell you today, praise God, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's able to take nothing and make something. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He's able to open up blinded eyes. Come on, somebody. He's able to heal and deliver. Come on, somebody. He's able to take nothing and make something out of it. And it's like we always say, praise God, he take a nobody and make a message out of you. My God, I give you glory. So what are you believing about the day in, day out, every day environments of Jesus' life? Sure, you trusted him for miracles of salvation, but are you trusting Jesus to your daily to do great things in your midst? Amazing stuff. Or have we become more the voice of doubt instead of the voice of determination? Ah, glory to God. Are we like the weak Israelite fainted, and faithless, people sent are to spy out the promised land, who came back saying, it will never happen. There is no way it's going to work. Or are we like Caleb saying in verse number 30, for we can certainly do this. My God, I give you glory. Hallelujah. Somebody say, we can do this today. We are going to do this. I see clearly now, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God is going to do what he said he's going to do in our lives, but we got to see a little different, praise God. We got to get away from the doubters. My God, I give you glory. We got to step aside and say, Lord, I believe you, praise God. But if God, if I got problems, help my unbelief. My God, I give you glory. We're going to go to a song, people, God, and we are coming right back.
Feels like I'm going down a one-way street.
Oh, yeah.
In every direction.
Heaven help me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. One wing of doubt. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, I'm determined. Come on, somebody. Say, I'm determined. Glory to God. He said, heaven, help me. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I'm waiting to take off. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. I'm determined. Somebody say, I'm determined. I'm going to make it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I can't fly your one wing. Praise God, because that's the doubt. Hallelujah. So when I raise my wings up, I'm determined to fly to the next level in my life. You better come on, people of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We can do this, people of God. We can certainly do this. My God, I give you glory today. Praise God. Friends, people of God, we need to look at the task of our personal lives as well as the task in the lives. Ah, glory to God. Even in the church, we need to start looking for God to do miracles, people of God. Are we looking for the words of how good the preacher preach, or we coming because we want to receive a miracle from God? Come on, I'm not worried about how good the preacher preach. I'm worried about, see, Jesus, amen, praise God. I pray God bless the preacher. My God, I give you glory. But when I show up, come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I give you glory. I want to look for Jesus in the midst of us, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, God is just. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's just, people of God. Hallelujah. We just don't want to show up. We want to see changes in our lives. Come on, believing that miracles are attainable stuff in our lives, not the impossible stuff. My God, I give you glory. What was the last giant size task we took on that really trusted that God will show up and do an awesome sort of stuff that only God can do? We are not believing enough to trust God for victory over the giant thing. See, those are the giant things in our lives that we can't get past. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. But the last time I found out, Jesus knocked all the giants out of our life. We only have faith to conquer the grasshopper things in our life. No, we don't, praise God. Hallelujah, because who is backing us? Hallelujah, Jesus. There is no thrill in being God's people who only tackles the grasshopper stuff a lot. We have to be willing to believe and trust God in the giant task of our life and really measure the truth of our faith. Now, the young people today, praise God, we always talk about sports, and I seen something yesterday. Hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. How am I saying? It's like a rewind. I don't know what I'm talking about, but people my age or maybe older, praise God, remember watching on television, ABC, Worldwide Sports, amen, praise God. How many of you remember the opening reel that would show, amen, of a guy taking a horrible tumble just on a skis accident, and they would say the words, it's the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Ghost, I thank you. But we don't have the agony of defeat. Praise God. I want you to know that as you choose to believe or not believe, that God is going to do awesome stuff in and around your life, then you will either taste the thrill of victory or the agony of defeat. And God, the last time I checked, amen, he was still yet doing miracles. We have to choose, people of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask to think according to the power. Come on, the power that worketh in us. Praise God. You make a decision to believe that God can and will, and we made it a point. Let's do a flashback today. I'm not going to be before you long today. My God, I give you glory. Let's do a flashback, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Think about what God did in your life. See, we got to go back to the book of remembrances and what God has already done in our lives. Hallelujah. What was the last miracle? And he has not run out of miracles. He is the God of heaven. He is the God of the earth. Praise God. He's still yet doing supernatural things, uncommon miracles, unmerited miracles for us. Praise God. He's already making a way where there seems to be no way, just for you. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So we are not defeated. Huh? Yes, Holy Ghost. Do you know how you arrive at that place of being successful enough to have even gotten this far? Think about, amen, my husband loves football. Praise God. Think about football game and other sports. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It wasn't just great training. Somebody, it wasn't just great coaching. Hallelujah. It wasn't just running all the right plays. Amen. Praise God. It wasn't, glory to God. It was the power of believing and the power that I'm going to win this race. My God, I give you glory. I'm going to do this in this season. Praise God. God has already set the level in my life. Praise God. But I got to walk through some stuff. I got to, I had to make some giants come down, because my God is bigger than any giant. I cannot believe that any team ever makes it to the Super Bowl without believing early on in the season. They're going to make it, praise God. That's Holy Spirit, that they could one day possibly be there. In their mind, they believe they're going to do it. In your mind, you believe that I'm going to get there to my destiny. In your mind, you're going to believe that I'm going to get to my place of peace, my place of restoration, my place of a hope. I'm going to get there, praise God. Yet God on it about Sunday. Hallelujah. And every demon, everything is going to bow to the name of Jesus Christ and the Messiah. Because when Jesus shows up, everything has to bow under the blood of Jesus. Jesus' disciples are recorded in the Bible, and alongside of their name is a record of awesome stuff God did in their lives. My God, I give you glory. Do you know why? Because they dared to take God at his word and trust in him and believe that God would do all sorts of stuff in their lives that only God can do. Oh, Chateau Rabat, as we think about our personal lives, as we think about, yes, Holy Ghost, our lives, and even in the church, praise God, we need to make certain that we are speaking the voice of determination. Hallelujah, glory to God, not the voice of defeat. Do you want victory, people of God? Yes, God, throw it up, Sunday. See, the world already went to me. I walk in victory. Come on, I talk in victory. I move in victory. We got to start decreeing over ourselves. Will you believe that God will bring it? Come on, somebody. God is going to bring you victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How big is your God in your life? Praise God. If we don't believe that God will get us there, then I can guarantee you 100% that God is not not going to take you there. We have to believe. Help our unbelief, oh God. We need to believe and trust God that there are daily victories to be known in our lives. I'm not talking about one day. I'm talking about every day. Every day we conquer something, amen, that we went through. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe that God is going to do it, that there are milestone victories every year that we can accomplish in our lives. If we really want to move the ball down the field, our personal lives, and if we, Holy Ghost, in the life of the church, and glory to God in us, praise God, it's high time that we start believing and trusting God. Help us move the ball forward, God. Help me to move forward, God, into the miracle territory. My God, I give you glory. That's where Jesus was trying to take them. That's where God was trying to take them into miracle territory and get ready to taste the victories Jesus has for us. It's going to be miracle territory. My God, I give you glory. Hallelujah. Jesus has for us. I think the problem sometimes is that perhaps there was a time when we believe more than we do now, people of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We see everything that's going on around us. Hallelujah. The things look impossible. It looks like a giant. It looks like I'm not going to get back. I've been knocked down too long. My sake, corner, my son. But I'm here to tell you, praise God, that Jesus is going to take his hand and he's going to lift you up again. He is the lift up of your soul. He will take you to where you need to be, but you got to trust him to walk with you, talk with you, lead you, and guide you. Come on, somebody. How many of you remember when you gave your life to the Lord? Do you remember when you asked Jesus to be your Savior? There was excitement in your life that God could do all things, wasn't it? Hallelujah. But what happened, people of God? Trials came. And it was like, glory to God, like you in a bowling alley. And it was just knocking things down that belongs to you. But I'm here to tell you, that same bowling alley, praise God, also reached out and put put everything in place, praise God. And that's what God is doing. He's putting things in place for you in your life, praise God. There was excitement. My God, I give you glory. I mean, with God, right after you get saved, you feel like Superman. Come on, somebody, your big S on your chest. You feel like you could be faster, speeded. Oh, come on, somebody, glory to God, faster than a speeding bullet. Come on, we know how we talk about those things. You could be more powerful than a locomotive. Come on, somebody, that if God, God were in you, could even be able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. We laugh about those things, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So we got to use those things in our lives, praise God. But what happened? Where did we lose sight of believing the impossible? God, you did it before. You would do it again. Where did we lose sight of believing that God was at work in you and around you and in your life? And want you to know that God is still very much in a miracle working business. He is ready to work a miracle in your life, in your family. Ready to work a miracle in your job situation. He's ready to work a miracle in your marriage. He's able to work a miracle in your spiritual life. He's able to work a miracle in your financial matter. He's able to work a miracle in your health. He's able to work a miracle in your ministry. And I believe that God is more than ready to do some great miracles in our lives. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Miracles in the lives of all that's on his side. Whenever you stop believing that to be true, I want to invite you to come home today. My God, I give you glory. Come on home to Jesus. Hey, Rabba Sekuna Damasanta. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to his name. Come on home, people of God, to believing and trusting in God's victory. Believe and trust in God for victory over whatever you're facing right now. Believe and trust God for victory over whatever your struggles and you're struggling with right now. Believe him. My God, I give you glory. Whatever you're struggling with today, my God, I give you glory. God is able to knock that giant down, but you got to be the one to believe that he can do it. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Believe and trust God for victory in your life, because you know he is the source of your life. My God, I give you glory. I'm closing. Hallelujah. Closing with Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Come on, Holy Ghost. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through, come on, Holy Ghost, the valley of shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Bible says in Genesis, global state, candle of Astanda. Hallelujah. Genesis 15 and 6. And Abraham, we talk about Abraham as well. And he believed in the Lord, and he was counted, and he was counted it to him for righteousness. Today, God invites you and I, come on, somebody, to come home today and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and his miracle power is working on your behalf. We thank and praise God for the word of God this morning. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank and praise God for what he is doing in the lives of his people on today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank and praise God for the word that went forth on today. My God, I give you glory. Defeat to victory today, people of God. Hallelujah. Defeat to victory today. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God on this day that we will have determination, and we're going to make it to where God wants us to go today. We thank and praise God today for his mercy. We thank and praise God for his sovereignty. We thank and praise God for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, shall keep our heart and our mind through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. People of God, I thank and praise God today for his word. Hallelujah. But today, glory to God, glory to God. I pray, glory to God, that God will continue to move in your lives. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That you don't see things as giants. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you don't feel yourself as a grasshopper. Hallelujah. You are who God made you to be. But God wants you to come home and believe the way you started to believe from the very beginning. Glory to God. Sometimes we got to go back to the foundation of where we came from. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't forget, amen, on Tuesday night, praise God, Undisputed Truth Ministry will be on, praise God, Bishop Thurman A. Butler at 6 p.m. Thursday, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, True, hallelujah, Vine International Ministry with Pastor Ilona Waters will be on at 6 p.m. Praise God. Don't forget, praise God, tomorrow morning I will be on at prayer time. If the Lord tarries, I will be on tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. promptly praying. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. It is time, people, to get busy for the Lord. It is no time, amen, to lay your gifts aside and not do what God has called you to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pick up your mantle. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, I thank you, Lord, for that word. Pick up your mantle and do that what God has called you to do in this season. And do it, praise God. Hallelujah. Under the power of the Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. If you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you may get your offering out. It's a Sunday morning, praise God, Sunday morning offering. I can pray over your offering this Sunday morning, praise God. So whatever your offering is, amen, at the end, I will be praying over your offering. It is Sunday morning service, amen. Praise God. If you'd like to be a blessing, you can call me 302-883-9799. Hallelujah. Again, my number, hallelujah, and the ministry number is 302-883-9799. I pray that you was blessed by the word of the Lord on today, people of God. Hallelujah. With that being said, hallelujah, I'd like to pray out today, amen, and decree some things over you today. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to continue to pray. Hallelujah. We're going to continue to decree, because the Bible says if we decree a thing, a light shall shine up in his way. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to decree and declare today that the power of God will rest, rule, and abide upon you. So let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I come and I thank you, Father God, for your grace. I thank you for your mercy today. I thank you for all that was on the line this morning, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. My God, I give you glory. So, Father God, as I come, I decree, yes, Holy Spirit, that we will hold on to our confidence, God, in the name of Jesus, because there is great reward in doing so, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree that we will be confident and not fear in the midst of opposition and distress, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are confident that God will complete the good work that he has already begun in us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. We decree that, hallelujah, that we belong to Christ, and our confidence is in him, and it will not be shaken in the name of Jesus. We decree that we are stable-minded. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, and our confidence will not be taken by the enemy in the name of Jesus. We decree that, yes, Holy Ghost, that we will not faint because we are confident. We are confident, hallelujah, glory to God, that God will see the goodness and see us through in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, and we will live in the land of the living in the name of Jesus. We are confident, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And we live, abide, and remain in confidence in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you for the confidence, Father God, yes, that you will keep our feet from slipping, God, into any trap of the enemy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We confident, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we have more than enough, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we are sufficient, Father God, in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and not in ourselves, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we come and we say, thank you, Father God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We come bowing our heads to you, Father God, and we thank you, Lord God, for the movement of the Holy Spirit on today. I pray, God, that the word, glory, that we will hide it in our heart, that we will not sin against you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking, Father God, that you anoint each and every one from the crown of our head, God, to the soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, to move in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not be stagnant, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. But we know that we have purpose and you have a plan for us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you right now, go by, say, that you are making the crooked places straight in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we give you glory, we give you glory, we give you glory, we give you glory. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with a seed in joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, 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 and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. May you have a prosperous and blessed day. Keep your eyes on the prize. Stay focused and tell God thank you daily. Be thankful in your heart for where you're going, what God is doing, where he's taking you, how he's moving, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blessings being upon us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for abiding in us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for sending revival in our spirit today. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen. God bless you. I'll leave you with a song. Hallelujah.
Oh.